Exercise 3. In everyday life, our senses are constantly assailed by a virtually infinite amount of information. So, from the totality of potential experience presented to us, we select some parts and reject others. Thus, for example, we cannot hope to see everything that is in front of our eyes. So we focus on some things in what then becomes our foreground, and take less notice of others which are thus relegated to background. A lecturer in front of a large audience cannot at the same time have eye contact with students in the front row and the back, any more than a car driver can simultaneously focus on the speedometer immediately in front of him and on the car some hundred yards ahead. In each case, a decision has to be made about what is, at any given time, most important. A heckler in the back row of a lecture theater may force a change of focus in the one case, just as would the sudden appearance of brake lights on the distant car in the other. We cannot concentrate on every piece of information all at once in our daily life, so we decide what to pay particular attention to according to its significance.